So hello, this is Hui Yuan Liu from China Life. You're on our ribbon at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio high atop Chicagoland. And you know, at night, of course, during the daytime you can see pretty far from here. You can see probably I don't know if it was clear, maybe, you know, a certain amount of miles, maybe 20 miles, maybe 30, who knows. And if it's dark, maybe the lights, you can see them from even a distance. I'm not sure we'll be able to see all the way to Milwaukee, but when you've got a light that is 200 feet long, I think it gives us a pretty good chance. On the line with us now, and she is part of the amazing China Lights presentation, the huge event that is a month-long thing up there at the Botanical Gardens in Milwaukee, kicked off last night. We've got Hoyan Liu. Hoyan, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
All right, so we know about it a little bit. We've seen some of the stuff on the website. This is the third year that you've done it in Milwaukee, and so you've got some beautiful pictures, and I know a lot of people are really excited. It just kicked off last night. So talk a little bit about the event itself. Just how big is it?
So this year we have 41 sets of lanterns on display, and that is more than 1,000 elements of Chinese lanterns. And it takes about at least a half an hour to an hour to walk through the park to see all the lights. And we also have two shows actually each night, so that would, the total experience would take at least an hour and a half or even 2 hours.
So it's an event to see not only the lights and the lanterns, and of course traditional from it's the Zigong region in Sichuan is known for the lanterns. So you got a lot of history that's built in. So we're going to get to a lot of the stuff related to the lanterns themselves in just a minute. But there's even more than that, right? You can spend the whole evening there. There's food stations. I think there's some different presentations and demonstrations, some other things. There's a lot of education involved.
Correct. So just like I mentioned, there's stage performance every night, and we have also this handicraft masters who flew all the way from China as well, and they will make this handicraft, traditional Chinese handicrafts on site, and people can buy that as souvenirs.
Oh, wow. Okay, so not only can you get up there and see it, but you can go home with a little piece of China Lights as well. So talk about the lanterns themselves, because I know they are a bunch of different animals and different figurines and things like it. Dragons, right? You've got a lot of them. It's very labor-intensive to create them. You guys have had more than 30 people there since the beginning of August. They're draped in silk, right? I mean, it's a process.
Yes. So the production of the festival actually started more than half a year ago, and everything was handmade by our artisans in China, and then they were shipped here, and then we took us 6 weeks to build some of the lanterns on site and set up everything. So that's a lot of time and effort invested in this festival.
Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the history as well, as far as like the lanterns. Is this something, I know it's a green situation now, you're using LED lights. I think back probably throughout history, it had to be candles, right? I mean, it was totally different.
Yeah, correct. Well, I mean, back in the days, that's how it started, I believe. And in the old times, lanterns were made of bamboo or wood and then covered with rice paper and lit with candles. And nowadays, it's bigger and brighter, and we're using LED lights to light up everything. And the materials of the lanterns have been changing. Like I said, we've been using rice paper, but now it's fabric and silk and even ping pong balls. We had a giant panda that's of almost three stories high that's
wow.
Made of millions of ping pong balls right in front of the botanical garden.
Now, I know that my daughter, Eleanor, she absolutely loves pandas, and so anything that's called pandemonium is something that she's going to want to see. And even though this is the third year that you've had it up at the Botanical Gardens in Milwaukee, is that every year, you know, you make it a little bit different, right, so that people can come up and experience something new. Where do you get the ideas for the differences? Is it by suggestions, like, wouldn't it be great to see some more pandas, or do you guys have a plan with it, or just come up with something that you think will be fun?
I think it's a little bit of both and everything. So we have our designers in China who come up with the theme and the designs, and the botanical garden, they get to decide which will fit the best, will fit the garden the best. So it's a combination, it's like lots of teamwork from both sides.
5:30 to 10 p.m. is when the China Lights are open, Tuesday through Sunday, and it goes throughout most of October as well, just kicking off this weekend. So exciting for it. And I think it's an economical thing, $20 per person for adults to get in there. You've got food, you've got some of those demonstrations, the arts and crafts, a lot of souvenirs that you can get as well. And the website is chinalights.org. As we let you go, Huyan, do you have any other kind of inspiration that people from Chicago can be excited about coming up and seeing you this month?
Well, my only suggestion will be come here early, because there might be a line, and probably get your tickets online would be a wise thing to do. And the best time to come visit, I'll say, is between 6 to 8 o'clock when the sun is just setting. So you can see how the light transforms from like a piece of art into something really magical.
Wow. It's magical and it's happening all month long up there at the Botanical Gardens in Milwaukee. Hu Yen from China Lights. ChinaLights.org. Get all the information. Get your tickets. Get up there and see it. We will be seeing it. We're going to bring a bunch of listeners up there as well. So thanks so much for what you're doing. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No problem. Thank you.